Hello.
Hi, is this Victoria?
Yeah.
Hi, Victoria. This is Malky. I'm reaching out from Family First Care. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So we saw your application to be a caregiver. Are you still interested in becoming a caregiver?
Say that.
I'm saying we saw your application submitted that you would like to become a caregiver. Is that
Yeah.
still the case?
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, so I'm going to be the one helping you with the hiring process. We want to first hire you, and then as soon as we have a case for you, the case will be ready to start as soon as possible.
Oh, so nice. Thank you.
Of course. So, is now a good time to run through the onboarding requirements together?
Yeah, what?
So, I'm saying is now a good time to go over the onboarding requirements?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. So, I'm going to send you an introduction text. That'll
Okay.
go through all the information, so no
No,
need to
email.
write.
Send me email,
An
please.
email's better for
Yeah.
you? Okay, and that's to V like Victor, I like Igloo, C cat, S Sam, H Henry, A Apple, G Greg, B Beth, E Edward, H Henry at Gmail.
That's
Perfect. All right, I'm going to send you an intro text. Sorry, an
So
intro email.
you did all my background check?
Are we going to do it? Yeah, we do complete a background check.
Okay.
All right, so there's going to be three links for you to fill out: an application, a competency test.
I did already though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, check it, please. I did it, the test. I did it, the TB question. I did it, what is it again? Yeah. I did
Around
all the
what do
tests.
you take care of it?
Just check it out. I did all the questions. They say thank you, successfully. You successful. That's what they say. When I did the application, I did a test, I answered the TV question and all
Oh,
that.
amazing. All right, I'm so sorry about that. Let
That's
me
okay.
see.
And then they make me to sign my signature, everything, and my name up there.
Got it. All right, hang on. Amazing. I see your application
Okay.
and I see your competency test as well.
Right.
Actually, hang on. Let me see if I see. Yes, amazing. I see both.
Okay.
Did you do the I-9 as well?
Okay, that's a problem. The eye now trying to open it. It's not opening. So if you can resend it back, I can do it. That would be great.
Sure, I'm
Please.
going to resend it to you.
Okay.
And then the IDs, were you able to email them over yet? What do you say?
You say what I want?
In terms of the IDs,
The VIP.
the ID, that's forms of identification.
Oh, the ID. Yeah, I got the ID.
Amazing. Did you send it yet or not yet?
Oh no, I don't know how to do it on the internet.
Okay.
So maybe I can talk to somebody who know how to scan it. They can do it for me, but I don't know how to do that one.
Do you think any of your friends or relatives would be able to help you?
I think that's what I'm gonna do. But resend it back again, please. Probably maybe I will try with my passport and my driver license. When it go through, then fine. But if I have a problem, I will talk to somebody to do it.
Amazing. So we're still waiting on your IDs, the I-9 form, and also the PPD test. You were saying
Okay.
you were going to check if the
The
X-rays
chest
were in the
as well,
last
yeah.
year, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So when should I follow up with you?
Let me see. What date is it? Today the what? Today the 17th?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it next week, please.
Next week, not a problem. Okay, I'll be in
Yeah.
touch with you then, and I'm sending you an email with the I-9 form and what else we need from you.
Okay. I want to ask you again. I want to know how much you pay for the living cases. Because some people pay 200, some people pay 300, some people pay 250.
For a living, I'm saying we pay hourly.